Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
This is brought to you in part by MyEDI Media, where media comes to play. This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, the Sports Docket.
And by Camp Arrowhead Isaacs, coming live from Camp Arrowhead Isaacs for episode 32.
Yeah!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. This is System Showdown with Washington. The best technology show on Blog Talk Radio, Mac or PC, who will win? Tune in to find out now.
And welcome to episode 32 of System Showdown, here live on Blog Talk Radio. Today, or this morning, we're coming live Tuesday, January 29th, 2008. 28th. John, correct me there. 28th, 2008. Coming live from Camp Arrowhead Isaacs. First time that John and I are together for a show. And I'm Quas the PC guy.
And I'm John the Mac guy. We got a great show planned for you guys tonight. There's some amazing things we're going to cover, such as the new iPhone 3G launch, some speculation about MacBook Touch, and Apple's move from old .Mac to the new .me or me.com or whatever they call it. It's going to be great. Trust me, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to cover those topics as well as maybe get into some Windows topics as well, but mostly we'll be sticking with Apple for tonight's show. During the show, you can call in at 1-646-478-5187. It's been a while since our last show. It was on May 29th. So, yeah, call in at that number. And we have a guest in studio.
Hey, Leo, what's going on?
Hello.
So, yeah, so you call on during our show. This is the first time we've done it this late at night, but we're doing our show tonight. So I guess we'll get started, John.
All right, let's do this. Like, one of the first issues I wanted to cover, like, recently, like, since we're in camp, we're kind of isolated up here. So when Quas was in the city, he picked me up in New York Times. I was reading, it happened to be Thursday's edition, and for those who read the New York Times, you know that it's Circuits on Thursday. Circuits covers all the technology news that's going on in the world, and this week they published a very interesting article about crapware, otherwise known as bloatware or demoware or adware or junkware, whatever you want to call it. For those who don't know what this is software that comes pre-installed on computers, usually Windows, that pretty much has no real need whatsoever. It's usually like a demo or something like that.
Yeah, I have a lot of those programs on my computer, and John was trying to convince me that these programs are really unnecessary and that there's no need for me to have them, and I should install them right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Like, for those who want to look up the article, just do like a quick Google search for, like, or just go to New York Times technology section at nytimes.com. The exact title of the article, which pretty much sums it up very nicely, is Exercise the Demons that Come Pre-Installed. And it's actually a very interesting article. It mentions programs from big guys like McAfee, Roxio, Norton, even ones like Napster, who, like, they come built in, like, pre-installed on many computers nowadays because they actually, you know, companies, software companies, pay hardware companies to install them so they could sell the computers for cheaper prices. I honestly think, as a Mac user, since Apple does not do this, that we, like, it's just wrong for the computer makers to do this. Honestly, that's what I think. Of course, Quas, being PC guy, has to support the PC makers and says,
well, there's always a need for these third-party programs, John. I mean, like I use McAfee myself for internet for protecting against viruses, which I get sometimes, and it blocks it.
I've never heard of a virus before. Yeah, that's because I'm on Mac. You don't need viruses.
You don't need viruses. You don't get viruses.
That's it. You don't need or get them.
Though Macs could crash. I mean, it's happened before.
What does that have to do with a virus, dude? How do you say it crashes? Virus does not equal crash, for the record.
Okay, whatever you say. Anyway, you can call in 646-478-5187. Be sure to check out our last show, which has like 1,700 downloads, because we haven't done a show since then, but that was on May 29th. That was our show that we did with the Sports Docket, so be sure to check that show out as well. And again, we're going back to the New York Times article, which was published in July 24th edition, about junkware and everything of that sort. So again, if you're a Windows user and you don't know how to uninstall these programs that really aren't necessary, there are several tips that the author provides and to get rid of them.
Yeah, like the article does mention many ways to get rid of these annoying programs, which I obviously bias against towards. Of course, like the most obvious way for like an experienced Windows user, even like a novice, is just to go to the Start menu, Control Panel, add and remove programs. Of course, but it seems like just a big deal to like go into like, you know, get rid of something that's supposed to be on, not even supposed to be on there in the first place. Like, they even mentioned in the article that, like, Sony had a program going for a while called Fresh Start, in which they pretty much said, all right, if you pay us $50, we won't install any programs on the computer for you. People, of course, are outraged, mainly because, you know, like, you're actually expecting us to pay you for something that we don't want, really. You know, it's ridiculous. That's how I see it. And, of course, I'm going to throw in my bit of bias saying that, oh, you know, Apple never does that. They don't pre-install any programs. They don't have any demos, no third-party programs. It's just, you know, the programs that make Mac a Mac, you know?
Wait, you just said Apple has no third-party program? Doesn't Apple work with a lot of third-party companies?
That they do. Apple does work with a lot of third-party companies to make sure that the software that they make for their computers runs smoothly. But they don't come and go and pre-install them on a computer on their computers if people don't want them. It's just ridiculous. Like, I definitely would be against Apple if they bundled, like, Napster and McAfee on my computer, because I don't want that. I just want the software that makes my Mac a Mac. You know what I mean?
What software makes your Mac a Mac?
Well, if I must reiterate, I hate to, you know, keep being a dead horse, but come on, it's like all the iApps, you know, like iLife Suite, iWork Suite, you know, that's
what you are.
Pretty much. That's how I honestly see it. Because, like, I can understand, like, you Windows guys, you're obsessed with, like, your McAfee and, like, your Loxio programs and Napster and all that good stuff, but I just really want everything, you know, call it self-centered, but I really just want a lot of my programs based off of, you know, like Apple, because if they make the computer, they make the hardware, they make the operating system, I really think that they should make the software, because they're the people who are closest to what they're trying to do, which is make a great computer. And if everything's centralized like that, I think everything would flow in harmony. That's just how I see it.
I agree. And we just opened up our chat session on the Blog Talk Radio page. If anyone is up at this time at night, or wherever you are in the world, you can hit us up over there as well.
This is true. So yeah, like that's just pretty much what the article discusses. It's actually very interesting the way I see it, and yeah, if you are a New York Times circus viewer, I can definitely recommend it. It's just great. And yeah, Mac bias for the win. Do not pre-install programs on your computers. If PC makers out there are listening, we don't like it. Don't do it. We don't care if the prices are higher. Just don't, you know, get paid by companies to install things like that. It's ridiculous. That's just how I see it.
I personally have no problem with it because these programs, a lot of them actually in the article aren't installed on my computer. So maybe it's because people asked for it earlier. I think a lot of these programs were pre-registered on the computers.
I could argue against that, really, because many of these programs are going to be demos. Like, I can speak from experience. I know someone who recently bought a new computer. It had, like, I think, like, Norton antivirus for 60 days built in. But, you know, why only get 60 days? Why just give you, like, the whole enchilada, you know? Why tease them like that? I really do not think that you should, like, if you install, like, a couple of, like, you know, programs, like, the full version, that's cool with me, you know? You can always just remove them. But something like a trial or something, that's annoying, man. You have to go through the entire thing, removing it, all that. I just find it annoying. That's just the way I see it.
I agree. Yeah, anyway, we'll take a quick break here on System Showdown, episode 32, live from Camp Paradisings, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
You may begin.
PC, why is there a referee here?
To make sure you play fair, Mac, so you don't go boasting about how Leopard is better and faster than Vista.
I didn't say that. The Wall Street Journal said that.
Well, let's wait for the call.
After further review, the ruling stands. Leopard is better and faster than Vista.
What? That's a ridiculous call. What are you, blind? What's the matter with you?
You're ejected.
Ejected? You can't eject me. Where am I supposed to go?
What's the best place to go to learn more about the most popular open source bulletin board software on the internet? PHPDB Weekly is a weekly podcast for the latest in PHPDB news, rumors, tutorials, mods, and styles, along with exclusive interviews. Join hosts Douglas Bell and David Lewis live every Saturday at noon Eastern Time and be a part of the show. Check out PHPDBWeekly.net to find out how to subscribe and join in.
Welcome back to System Showdown, episode 32. Monday morning, under the covers edition, it's 12:11 a.m. We're going to get to our next story, which is the iPhone 3G recently came out, $200 on sale in Apple stores, and it's been a pretty big hit for people who weren't originally going to buy the iPhone and now will buy it because it's $300 less than the original price.
Yeah, like, as the Apple correspondent on the show, I just got to say, like, even though I completely missed the iPhone 3G launch because I was away from society, I heard it was just completely crazy. Because, like, it is the iPhone 3G after all. Even, like, while I'm away, I still heard many things about, like, I'm actually reading right now on MacRumors.com. The iPhone 3G is selling twice as fast as the original iPhone, which already broke world records pretty much, which is just quite amazing. That's how I see it, at least. Like, it must be all those new features like GPS, having the new app store where you can get third-party apps without hacking it. Yes, we know you hack it. And it's amazing, really. Like, all these new features have been coming out. It really is drawing people who wouldn't have gotten an iPhone to actually go get one now, not to mention the price. Don't forget the price.
What's really different about this iPhone 3G than the original iPhone? I mean, I know it's third generation, but...
You know what that means. You know what the third generation is, right?
Not really.
All right, pretty much here's the thing. Like, there are two different, in the U.S. right now, there are two different, like, around two different big cell phone networks. There's just a regular one, like the GSM, CDMA, whatever you want to call it, and this new one, 3G, or the third generation. How that works is that it's just a lot, it's a faster network. It's being used in Asia, like, for a while now, like, as a testing ground. And now, like, they're starting to introduce it in the U.S. AT&T's taking a stand saying, we don't want, you know, like, the old networks. We're getting, you know, with the new stuff. Because it's supposed to be faster, it's supposed to have, like, better connections, you know. It's mainly speed, pretty much. Not to mention affordability. That's just how I see it, at least.
Okay, I agree. All right. So, yeah, I mean, again, with the third-generation iPhone.
iPhone running on the 3G network. There's a difference.
Okay. So, but, again, it does sell $200. Now, can you buy it at Best Buy, or you got to buy it at Amazon?
Well, let's see. I'm pretty sure the best way to buy is either from the Apple Store or, like, AT&T. They sell them at their various kiosks across, like, everywhere. Like, if you go to, like, any mall, you're going to probably see an AT&T kiosk. You know what I mean? It's amazing, really. But, like, getting an iPhone has never been easier because you can just go to the store, pick one up, activate it at home. You don't need to do the thing where you have to talk to a salesperson, get the thing activated, all that. It just, you pick it up, and you can activate it on your computer. Pick your plan, go from there.
I'm going to the Apple site right now. They just made it. That's their homepage with the iPhone 3G. Twice as fast and half the price. Now, what is the twice as fast? Does that mean the mobile internet is twice as faster?
That's mainly due to the 3G. Not only are calls clearer, but the mobile internet and data is a lot faster. Like browsing the internet, Safari, watching clips on YouTube, it's now a lot faster than with the Edge network, which it used to use. And it really, like, they say its speed is just amazing on this, not to mention with the new App Store. the new apps, like there's, for example, eBay, you get Twitterific. And
what if someone already has the iPhone and now they want the iPhone 3G? Can they downgrade, I guess?
Why don't they call it a downgrade, per se? Because, like, the main thing that makes the new iPhone 3G so special is the new iPhone 2.0 software, which is available for the older iPhones, in fact. The only thing that's really different about the iPhone 3G is that, of course, it runs on the 3G network a lot faster. It's slimmer form factor, and it comes in white as well. It's no longer black. That's really the only difference besides software. Because most of the new features are software-related, which is really what the iPhone's all about. The iPhone never really claimed to be about hardware, besides the revolutionary touchscreen and all that. It's all about the software. The software makes it work. That's how I see it.
And, of course, with their when they launched their firmware, 2.1 up to now?
Yeah, I think they recently released 2.1. I just saw that on Mac Rumors, I believe. Yeah, they see the 2.1 firmware with GPS features for developers. I think that's what it was. They're not going to make an official release soon, but it will be released soon enough. So don't worry about it.
I'm not really worried about it.
I just like to say to everybody out there, Quaz has told me that he is interested in buying an iPhone with the new decrease in price, mainly because of the fact that he is on the AT&T network right now and he wouldn't mind switching over. So, Quaz, you better get ready. How much more do they have to lower the price in order for you to buy one?
I haven't got no bars from Holmes, New York.
Hey, dude, like for all those in Holmes, New York, man, don't get with T-Mobile, man. They have no bars here. It sucks.
AT&T is the same situation, I think.
You got one bar, man. I got none. It doesn't even say T-Mobile in the corner. It sucks.
Well, it could be better. It
could be a lot better. A lot better.
Anyway, well, also this, the 3G, I guess it's compatible with the Mobile Me .Mac moving over. Now, did the regular iPhone, people who bought it when it first came out, did they, is their .Mac also switch over from .Me as well?
Oh, yeah, we want to discuss, like, we're going to try and segue here into the move from .Mac into the new Me.com. And, yeah, well, for the record, the new iPhone supports Me.com accounts as well as .Mac accounts if you choose not to switch over to the new system, along with all the other new features, such as supporting, like the ones that you support already, any POP accounts, such as Gmail, Yahoo, and AOL, and even the new, like, Microsoft Exchange you could use. Ironically, Microsoft Exchange. So this is going to be like, for business people, it's going to be knocking in the BlackBerry market, I really think. That's how I see it, at least.
On the homepage of Mobile Me right now, it looks pretty slick, actually. I typed in Mac.com, and I got Mobile Me on the head there.
You go Mac.com or Me.com, it'll bring you to this new page. It's actually .Mac.
For people that don't know, Mobile Me is the Windows it's the Windows counterpart to Microsoft Outlook.
I really would not compare it to Outlook per se, because I really won't compare it to Exchange either. It does share some Exchange features, but what Apple's trying to create now in Mobile Me is just a service where you can keep everything that is yours, your own mobile life. Like your photographs, your calendar, your address book, your email, even your files, all in one place, just to make it simple. And it syncs automatically with your iPhone, with your computer, Mac or PC. And it's just your own little mobile me. And that's what Apple's trying to set out to accomplish. And I think they've done an excellent job with it so far.
So .Mac was pretty much just photos and email?
Yeah, pretty much. The history of .Mac, which not many people know about, is that I don't know, it was around like in the 2000, like around, I think it was like the 90, 99 around, when Apple first released .Mac. Back then it was known as iTools, I think, and it was free back then. It was a free service. But eventually they evolved into .Mac, where they tried to grab .Mac email, like Mac.com email addresses and all that. But yeah, like they're just trying to keep evolving, because like .Mac has really started to degrade in quality like around 2006, 2007 because it just wasn't suiting people's needs. But this new Mobile Me, Apple's trying to rejuvenate themselves and release something new and dynamic that the market has never seen before.
Hey, John, on target once again. Wikipedia confirmed that it was released on January 5th, 2000.
This is true. And yeah, then it was released as iTunes.
Yeah, John's Windows computer just turned off.
Yeah, because it runs on Windows, not the point. But there's a bunch of other cool features, which I really forgot because I don't use .Mac. I honestly think that paying $100 a year is a bit of a waste, considering that I have a lot more important expenses to think of. But there's some good features that I forgot and neglected to mention. There's homepage, which is like personal web hosting, which is really reliable, might I add. There's the iDisk, which is like keeping your own personal files on a server, like your own FTP server. There's iCards, which is kind of lame. It's like your own Moog green card service. It kind of sucked, but I liked it. Oh well, I think they all did. Like they all have all the new features, I think. Like, but they add so much more though. So it's not really what .Mac used to be. .me is a whole new ball game, pretty much.
Okay, I can imagine. Again, we're getting back to .Mac versus .me. Is that the computer turned back on there?
Oh, it's not. My computer is not. I mean, the monitor's not turning on.
I think it has to do with smart one.
While Quasmat, just to fix my monitor, I'm just going to discuss pretty much the future of .me, like me.com, and what Apple wants to do with it. Because with Apple's experience in this field, I really do think they're going to be very successful with me.com. Especially, they obviously put a lot of effort into this. If you actually go me.com first, grabbing a domain name like that, a dictionary word, two letters, it must have been amazingly expensive. Apple obviously thinks they're going to succeed in this arena. Yeah, they bought it from this company, I think they call them like SnapTime or something. But they weren't using it for like anything. They were some crappy social networking site. I hate to say it, but, I really think Apple's going to do good things with mobile me. That's just how I see it.
That's not like Apple didn't have the money to buy me.com.
Yeah, it's an expense, though. Like, getting a really good domain, like everybody knows, getting a really good domain name is a pain. for speaking, It really is.
I mean, they're Apple. They can pretty much do anything they want at this point in time.
Yeah, a lot of it. Like, fun fact. What happens when you go, fun domain name trick. Go to mammals.org.
Mammals.org? Go to mammals.org.
What do you think happens? For those of you listening, go to mammals.org right now on your computer. What do you think happens?
I'll go myself.
Alright, where do you think it takes you?
Apple?
Yep, it takes you to apple.com.
How many sites do that?
More than ones I know, mammals.org. If you go to mammals.org, it brings you to Apple. Like, you don't want to know why it brings you to mammals.org? Do you want to know why it brings you to mammals.org? It's actually a joke. Like, the reason why they did that was because they wanted to, we're more evolved than, Microsoft, pretty much. So we're the mammals. They're just, single-cell organisms. Not to mention that they have, the Darwin kernel. Not to mention they have the Darwin kernel, which is, runs off of the Apple Developers Network. And it is really cool. That's the way I see it.
If you go to iKids.com, go to iKids.com.
Oh, yeah, iKids, I remember that one. Yeah, like, they have iKids, the iPhone.org they own for a while before they even released the iPhone. There's a bunch of them. I think iSchool,
iSchool?
Yeah.
Yep.
iSchool.com. For a while, you used to own MacDaddy.com. But I think they discontinued that one. Yeah. For a while, they own MacDaddy.com.
And now it's something else.
Yeah. Search for MacDaddy.com, you get tons of results. But back to the matter we were talking about, new iPhone 3G does look completely amazing, and I really think that Apple.
Well, is a touchscreen. Is anything really? Is the difference just the price, or is there it's obviously much faster. Of course, it runs on the infamous Safari browser.
They've been doing that since the beginning, dude. Apple made their browser from scratch to run on the iPhone. And, must I say, Pages do look amazing in it. But there's much more. It has built-in GPS, Exchange support, the App Store. It's just amazing. All of those features and more, It's amazing, really. If you want to find out more, just go to apple.com/iPhone, watch the guide tour.
Let's throw in the data plan.
Don't forget. Oh, the data plan is really necessary to run all these things, such as getting the web, getting YouTube, the apps in general, or if you don't want just opt for Wi-Fi, you go for
that. I mean, $200, I mean, that's not a big investment, but the data plan does add up.
Well, Claus, on any phone, you're going to need a data plan, no matter who you get from. Even if it's not Apple.
Apple has a lot of dummy features. The data plan is there are people who have bills, they're thousands.
Yes, but that's because they use them irresponsibly. Like, I read a case where one guy connected his iPhone to his computer and used it to surf the internet from his iPhone. Of course, AT&T caught that, and they sent him a $40,000 bill. we're trying to get them out, but not the point. The point of the matter is that I really, like, if you don't want to use your data plan, though, you can always just opt for using a Wi-Fi hotspot with your iPhone, or just getting an iPod Touch and avoiding the phone aspect altogether. It still has all the same feature, just missing the phone, which what so many people want. That's just how I see it.
My last story here, I'll just briefly go over it. Apparently, Microsoft has opened up a platform for the Xbox. Yes, the Xbox.
Like, tell me, what do you know about video gaming, man?
Not much.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know anything about video gaming, especially the Microsoft Xbox video game system. Not at all. But, like, what do you see from a Microsoft opening this up? What could we see from this?
I think you can see that Microsoft has been criticized for being kind of secluded.
Secluded, you said?
Yeah, that they haven't gotten a lot of third parties involved with them, but it seems now that they are getting a lot of, actually, they're comparing it to Facebook Connect, which kind of failed.
When did Facebook Connect fail?
No, it did.
No, it didn't. Dude, where does it say that? Facebook Connect did not fail.
Dude, it just launched. How did it fail?
Why is Facebook Connect going to fail? Do you even read about Facebook Connect? I read about this the other day in the New York Times. Like, it's this new thing that Facebook came out with, Facebook Connect. It's like one of these things where, like, the social network's trying to integrate with your sites, like the OpenID with the MySpace apps, the Facebook apps, and all that stuff. Honestly, like, I don't think it's going to fail, per se, but I don't think it's going to live to Facebook's expectations. Because I really think, like, that Zuckerberg guy, he's trying to change the world. I really don't think he's going to be able to change the world. Yeah, pretty much. I really don't think he's going to be able to rule or change the world with a little, you know, social networking site. I really don't think that's going to happen. Really. Real. Don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, it's very similar to what Apple did with, like, opening up their platform with the firmware. I mean, that was something that people wanted for a long time, and they were trying to get into it before Apple even started that. And now Microsoft opened up their platform. So I think Microsoft stepped in the right direction. Only problem is, who has an Xbox?
Yeah, well, if I have the Xbox, here's the thing. Like, many of the Xbox owners I know are hardcore gamers, like Halo 3 dudes who, like, paint their freaking faces when they're playing the games, all that good stuff, you know? Yeah, I don't know if they're emo, man. Like, I think a lot of them are emo. I hate to say it. Like, all Halo 3 players out there, we're not saying you're emo, we're just saying, you know? Point of the matter is, though, is that I really don't think that the Xbox's core audience, which is, you know, the tweenies who love to play Halo, are going to be interested in, you know, like, going on eBay or, like, you know, using Twitter or anything that actually requires opening the platform. Honestly, that's just how I see it. Because, like, so far, I really doubt Nintendo or Sony are going to follow suit with this, and I really think it's a bad move on Microsoft.
They're not going to open up the Wii.
Well, honestly, like, the Wii is pretty open, you know, like, with the virtual console and you can browse the web on. I really do think it's pretty open. I wish they had it already. That'd be cool. You know?
Wow, there's like, I mean, 25 shows broadcast at the same time we are, so that's some competition going on here. Again, you can call in the 646-478-5187. I guess we'll, I guess before we go to a little break, we are going to, a little bit longer here. The MacBook Touch, there's rumors on Mac Rumors that about the MacBook Touch. Now, I'm not too sure exactly what this is. I assume it's a touchscreen, kind of like the iTablet. It's probably has handheld control. Is that true?
I don't know about handheld control. I really think that if Apple does go through this MacBook Touch, which I really doubt they're going to do, but of course, I was one of the people who doubt that the iPhone was ever going to happen, even though it's been talked about for years now. An iTablet, which is what it's been referred to for a while now, has been making the rounds for years now, and it has not even, you know, materialized. There have been patent applications just so Apple would cover themselves, but other than that, it's been really cold slate.
Yeah, it's probably going to be very similar to what the, I got a blank there, what the MacBook Air was like.
Yeah, well, I really think that that's just what, like, honestly speaking, it's just going to be... Honestly speaking, I really don't think Apple's just going to be able to pull it off. You know, like, even if they release this MacBook tablet, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen at all. Because, like, I'm reading this article here. They talk about a Safari pad. I really don't think it's going to happen because
We are a little short on time. We're going to close up our program here. But we want to thank everybody who tuned into our program. Maybe we'll do a couple more shows at this time, and we'll see you then, and we'll see you the next. Final words, John? Go Mac or go Windows?
Go Mac.
See you then. Go Windows. So we're going to end with MacBook Air Ya'il Na'im song.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible
maybe I have to put a mute button on. I didn't mute it. Oh, yeah, okay. Actually, so why don't you call the show and see if we're back on?
What am I supposed to know? Okay, I saw my dog. I'm going to take that far before we get far, okay? I'm waiting. I'm
going to
be dying one day. It's
going to
say call failed.
Yeah, power, we are back on, it looks like.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Call failed.
We are reconnecting now. But anyway, so we're walking up the hill now. John, say hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we just broadcasted episode number 32. We talked to cover the various topics. We covered, the iPhone 3G, which hit the stores, I believe,
a while ago.
A while ago, but...
Like about 2 weeks ago. Oh, okay.
That's not really a while ago. Well, Apple land, that's a while ago.
Tech world.
It's like old news, old hash.
Pretty much old hash. The hash never gets old.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Anyway, it's a pretty big story. Because now it's, especially if it was hitting foreign countries, well, look at that, the green laser. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on right now, this is not normally how system show usually works, but usually random stuff, so yeah.
Yeah.
out, man. I feel like I'm about to get shot. Amazing, really work. I got nothing.
Let me see. You got signal?
Nothing. Ah, that's signal.
Still time left in the program. Eight minutes.
Now we're done.
Hey, no.
Now we're done, dude.
Let me see your phone first, yeah.
How's that?
I'm going to try to call.
There's no bars, dude.
So? Have Caleb call somebody. Whoa. How do you click on this phone? Delete?
Yes, delete.
That's fun of them. Entire office probably needs her or so, too.
Whatever, dude. That'd be
awesome, though. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Hello, John?
Do you
hear me, John? Yep. Yeah, we're all live.
We're all live.
Okay, we're walking up the... All right, so that means we're on, right?
We do live.
We're doing live right now.
Do live. Okay, talk about this.
So anyway, so just walking up the hill here at Campbell Isaacs. We just finished our show. This is the post-game wrap-up.
Post-game?
Post-show. Post-show wrap-up, and we're live, too. So let's just recap what we talked about. John pretty much bashed me on everything.
Pretty much, as always.
But I still am not getting the iPhone 3G, mainly because I'm not near an Apple store out in the woods.
I guarantee you're near an AT&T store, though, which are right around here. Go to Danbury Mall or something. Which an Apple store is there, my dad.
Yeah. Oh, that was Danbury Mall?
Yep. Ah, it's not tempting. All right, well, I'll just go over to Danbury Mall and get yourself an iPhone.
It is very tempting, but I don't think I'm going to buy it.
Why? It's only $200.
Yeah, but, I mean, this does include what we discussed. It does include the prices with SMS or...
But, dude, it's the same price as your car.
But the phone I'm calling right now is Samsung, and it's $30.
It's the same thing. Same plan. Same network. It's the same thing.
You know, how fast does this iPhone 3G, how fast does the browser run Safari?
Well, it's pretty fast.
Does it run as fast as...
broadband-like speed.
So it probably runs much faster than my phone kind of does.
Yeah, because most phones right now run Edge, which is the protocol for mobile web nowadays, but this 3G network's a lot faster.
Yeah, Windows makes a lot of good mobile devices.
Are you kidding me, dude? I got, like I know someone has a Wing, you know, a T-Mobile Wing. He hates the thing. It doesn't work, ever.
What about the BlackBerry Raspberry?
BlackBerry Raspberry? Like, well, these BlackBerries have the same problems, honestly speaking. Like, I know tons of people have BlackBerries, have tons of trouble with them. That's not what I see. But BlackBerry isn't going on Windows Mobile. BlackBerry's BlackBerry OS.
Yeah, but it's still not... Oh, BlackBerry OS?
BlackBerries don't want Windows Mobile, Claude. BlackBerries do not run on Windows Mobile. Don't you know that?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens then.
Wow.
Ooh. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, and then we're near the bunk.
Oh, yeah. That's my bad. To the kids.
We done, man?
It's live on the air.
Yeah, do this, man.
All right, so peace out. We out.
Out. And why is so dark?
Shut on out.
Out. That's so dark.
Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.